It's Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio.
That's right,
man.
Big Mike.
This right here is like the entertainment guru.
Yes.
And he's radio alumni, so I got a special appreciation for this guy.
Oh, and you know this, Big Mike. I got a brand new radio show on Sirius XM.
Oh, okay. Well, you
on
see?
Hits 1.
So still doing the radio
still,
thing.
That's
still
right. Doing it. We bringing it, Big Mike.
In the studio. He's at Comedy Works downtown this weekend. We got Michael. Yo.
What's up? What's up? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How you been?
Dude, just got into town. It's kind of cold. I'm not used to this cold weather.
Well, I was gonna say I'm a little worried that you're here because last time you were here with us,
yes,
it ended up being the most snowy February in history.
You know, I'm bad luck,
so I'm hoping that maybe it's the opposite. We'll see.
But the year I was here too, that same year, the Denver won the Super Bowl.
That is true.
So I'm just saying. So this time,
I don't think much is gonna change in the next 3 days to fix that. So
no, nothing's gonna change. Yeah. Now, but the Super Bowl is boring this year.
Yeah.
Who cares about the Falcons and Patriots?
Yeah. Well, do you have a who do you think's gonna win it?
I don't care. I actually hope it's a tie.
Oh, okay.
I hope at the end of the game it's a tie because I could care less about both
teams. Can the Super Bowl end
I think so.
Tie?
If they go to overtime? Yeah. I don't know. It's never happened.
Split the trophy in half?
Right?
I mean, damn.
There you go.
All right. Well, so Michael doesn't care who wins. But,
no. Who do you want to win?
I hate the Patriots, but I think they'll win.
I mean, that you know you're that good when people hate you, but they know you're going to win.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the worst feeling in the world.
Hey, you know, when last year when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, it was number 50. Manning's last game, I mean, the story made sense.
It was beautiful.
For this, you know, for Brady to become the most winningest Super Bowl quarterback of all time and Belichick the most, I mean.
And you beat the Falcons?
Yeah. On paper, it seems like the way the story should end, although I don't see either of them retiring.
Yeah.
Right away,
Brady's going to be around forever.
Yeah.
So. And when your wife is Giselle, you can live forever.
Exactly.
You know, it keeps them young.
Well, welcome back to the Mile.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
And congratulations. Well, I think maybe about 5 weeks away. You're about to be a father, right?
I'm about to be a dad, dude.
Is this baby number one?
Baby number one.
Oh,
do you have
kids? I have no kids.
Oh, I'm so nervous. But I'm excited, too.
Yeah,
like the whole thing of being a father and, like, you know, it's like I'm my wife's slave right now. Anything she wants, I got to do.
Yeah.
And all she has to say is, I'm pregnant. I'm like, okay, what do you need me to do?
Exactly.
You know, I'm losing my opinion already on everything. So it's great. It's great. I'm going to be just like my dad in about a year. No opinion. Just do what your wife says. Yes, dear. That's me already.
You're going to be finding like all the things that you're like, why did my dad do this or that? You're
going to
be
doing
the exact same thing.
And then you're doing the exact same thing. It's like my dad will say like bold statements like, I'm going to order a steak. And then my mom is like, you don't like steak. And then my dad is like, you're right. I don't like steak. You know, I'm like, what dad, you've been eating steak all your life. Like, those are the little things I notice.
Where do these Jedi mind tricks come from in your life?
I know. Like, just the other night, and I'm starting to do that just the other night. We were at dinner and the lady was like, well, how do you like your steak? I'm like, honey, how do I like it? And I'm like, I'm like, what am I doing?
Where have I been my whole life?
I know. So it's like, I don't like that. I'm losing control of myself.
Yeah.
Like my opinions.
Yeah,
I hate that part. You know,
it's got to be cool though. You know, 5 weeks off or whatever, you know, have you been thinking like, you know, because obviously with comedy, it's a life on the road or you're going to miss.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm taking like a month and a half off.
Cool.
This is my last weekend. I'm going to be on the road till the end of April.
Oh, cool.
Because we're going to have the baby in a couple weeks. And then I just want to be around.
Damn.
I want to be a father. You know, I want to be around for my kid.
Holy moly. Those exist nowadays.
A whole month.
Man.
I want to be around for this kid for a whole month. Nah, but I want to be around and help out my wife and then, you know, start hitting the road. But I'm busy doing all these different jobs. So
how is the rest of the family? I believe like a few months ago, your parents had an anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's their 43rd anniversary. Her parents are 33, and we're going on our first anniversary next weekend.
Oh, nice.
On Valentine's Day, we got
happy
married.
Anniversary, too.
You know, we're just spreading love here in Denver.
So much to be happy about
that's
in Michael Yo's life right now, man.
Man, I'm blessed. And that's what my comedy is. I tell everybody, it's family comedy. It's something that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah.
None of the comedians I bring are dirty. We just like to have a fun time and spread positivity and love through comedy. That's it.
You need that nowadays.
Especially. I mean, there's so much hate in the world.
So much negativity.
I'm just trying to bring some blazing love. You know,
yeah, like you spend 5 minutes on Facebook nowadays, you need some laughter in your life.
You do. So come out to Comedy Works, man. We're making it happen.
Nowadays, you can do like there's more. You can just do like a post and be like, you know what? Happy Friday to you, and somebody will just write Trump. And he's like, what?
Yeah, like, I didn't even
like, what is it? Like, Obama. Obama did. I'm like, come on. Can somebody just have a happy post?
Man.
With nothing tied on.
Politics is so like everywhere. And that's one thing I don't talk about on stage. Like, I'll talk about it in interviews.
Yeah.
But I stay away from politics on stage because it just divides.
Yeah.
And it's not my thing to talk about on stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll talk about it in real conversation. But it's all family friendly fun. Yeah.
It seems like back in the day, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe people have always been this way, but it seems like back in the day, people could joke about politics and stuff.
Oh, no.
There'd obviously be those that could play. But, I mean, when you look at George Carlin and some of the, who are vocally, you know, whatever, maybe it's because Facebook.
No. The problem is everybody has access to their opinion and push it out into the ether. You know what I mean? Before, you would hear George Carlin, but you can't really say anything.
Yeah.
Now everybody has Twitter, Facebook. You have means to say stuff.
And
everybody's too damn sensitive today. Like overly sensitive, everybody. So that's a big problem. As well, you know.
Well, there'll be no oversensitivity this weekend.
No, it's
Comedy
gonna be fun.
Works downtown. It's gonna be. Have you done the downtown club before? Because I saw you down
the
here at the South One
Club. Okay. In the world.
Not
like
yet,
I'm
is.
Doing. Actually, I'm doing my big Thursday. I'm doing my big presentation to Netflix, Showtime, and HBO. So I'm running my special this weekend. I got slideshows going. It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be awesome. So I'm running it through. It's gonna be great.
Well, that's great, man. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. And, you know, obviously through your job and throughout your career, you've got to meet a whole bunch. I mean, it's celebrity heaven for you.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Everywhere. This far in, because, I mean, you obviously have been doing it for several years now. Is there, like, one single moment, one single person that sticks out, like, as a highlight? Like, damn,
well,
I got to meet this person.
I'll tell you, it happened about 4 months ago. Will Smith came out with a new movie. I forgot what it was called, but... there was, you know, when you're about to interview, like,
was
Will
it concussion?
Smith, yeah, it was concussion. No. The one after that.
Oh, okay.
Collateral damage.
Oh, okay.
So he, basically, it's us, the press, we're sitting in a row, like in a bunch of chairs, waiting for him. So he gets off the elevator to go to his room, gets off the elevator, looks down the line of reporters, looks at me and goes, Michael, yo, what's up? And I felt like a little girl. I was like, ah! He said my name.
Yeah.
Like, he gave me a hug. It's like, hey man, I'll see you in a sec. So, like, to be the dude he calls, it's just one of those surreal moments. Will Smith knows my name and he said what's up to me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I still get giddy about it, you know, because I love interviewing celebrities. Yeah, it's Will Smith. You know, so that kind of made me like.
Freaking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air knows your name.
Knows my name. He gave me a hug.
Exactly.
I haven't taken a shower since.
Oh, a few weeks ago, you know, they had, you know, obviously Comedy Works has the best comedians around.
Absolutely.
Come to town, so, which obviously, because you're there this weekend.
There you
go.
And
they had Bob Saget, who I've seen many times.
I love him.
So, you know, I got to meet him through the station. So I was able to go back and say hi. And he gave me a hug. He's like, Mike, I was like. Danny Tanner's giving me a hug.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's those surreal moments like that.
Yeah,
and I think the reason it comes through on camera when I do TV on The Insider is that you can still see I enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I still giddy about it. And
I love
interviewing people. That's my passion. So.
No, I think that's important because sometimes you'll watch some of the entertainment shows with the people that are interviewing. They don't seem like they're into it. Like,
no, well, they think they're the star.
Yeah.
Well, the reporter
they can be
the
star. But like, I want to see that energy. Like, I want to feel as I want them to seem as excited as I would be if I was meeting them.
And that's what I bring.
Yeah.
Like, I am excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, that's what I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I love doing it on the radio and on television.
Because anybody that watches those shows, like when you're seeing like them kind of interview somebody like for a movie, in their head, they're like, well, if I was there, I'd ask this.
Exactly.
You know, and so when somebody's sitting there just kind of asking whatever questions, doesn't seem like they're having fun with it, you're like, that's messed
up.
That's messed up that they get to do
it's
that.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
If you're there,
you,
have
yeah.
fun with it, man.
But with you, you could tell, like, you're into it. Like, you have a
you
passion for it. And
I need to come here more often. You just make me feel better about myself.
I'm here for
Mike.
You, man.
There you go.
Morale boost from Big Mike all day.
There you go, man.
You know, Big Mike and Lil Mike here all day, man.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
All right, so you're going to be here at Comedy Works downtown Larimer Square. You can get those tickets at ComedyWorks.com.
Oh, yeah, downtown. I'm downtown, yeah.
Yeah, downtown. I almost said down south, but Comedy Works downtown. Obviously, you got the baby on the way after that. What you got lined up for the rest of the year, man?
I mean, I got these two jobs. I got The Insider and then the radio show later in the evening and then just doing stand-up. You know, hopefully... The special gets picked up Thursday coming up, and then I'll start working on that, just fine tuning everything. And hope the plan is to shoot in April or May. So that's the plan.
Well, you stay busy, man.
I hustle, man.
We got the hustler right here. Go check out his show this weekend. A few tickets left at ComedyWorks downtown, ComedyWorks.com, actually. Michael Yo, thank you for making
Dude,
time
Big
for
Mike,
us, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.